Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and salutations, everyone, and welcome to Carl's Cavern. And here in the echo of the cavern, we have with us an old friend and someone who I'm glad that decided to stop by, and that would be Mika Davis. Mika, say hello.
Hello, world. I'm back.
Yes, you are, and with a vengeance, and that's a good thing. We've had Mika on last fall, and we're glad to have her back. And you've had quite the experience, and so I'm going to just toss it to you and tell me what's been going on.
Okay, I think the last time we actually spoke, I was going through a lot of, mental, people think I was, locked up, but, I lost a parent, so it was a lot for me to handle. So I decided to step back from the world and, regain my bearings and, just take it one step at a time. And that led me to signing up for the Mrs. Tennessee pageant. And I was happy to do it, but, just getting, amped up for it, I felt like I still wouldn't have been ready. We were supposed to have did it back in April, but the world shut down. So they had pushed the pageant back to June, and then by it being the COVID pandemic, it was very different than a normal pageant. And it was my very first one, I may add. So all in all, we had to do bits of it through Zoom. And then when we actually got to get to the parts that were done in person, there was no audience. There was just judges and contestants. And so it was very different.
Oh, I'm sure it was. I mean, everything is different right now with the COVID and the lockdowns and so on and so forth. So where was the actual pageant done? Which city in Tennessee?
Franklin, besides our living rooms, because some stuff was done online.
Right, exactly. But when you had to travel, you went to Franklin, okay.
Right, because
so tell us about what
go ahead.
With the okay, you go first. I'm sorry.
Oh, I was just going to say normally it's like a long weekend event, because everybody comes and you stay in a motel and get to know everybody. But by the COVID happening, it was all chopped up through a long week process, and we had to go. If you're allowed to make it, you can go there in person and present yourself in front of the judges, and then you can do the rest at home online.
Mm-hmm.
So it was kind of going back and forth. So you couldn't really know or see who you were competing against either.
Oh, wow. Wow. So what all did they have you do online? I mean, take us through the process here. What happened?
Okay. Online, we had to do some interviews because some of the judges wasn't even in the state. So we had to do interviews. We had to do a presentation of our platform, what do we represent, what do we stand for. All that was done online. And then, you had to send pictures in and, pictures of different, your outfits and stuff. And if you could make it to an actual event, you can wear your interview stuff. And, it was just really different this year. It was my first one, it was a little bit more difficult because you couldn't see who you were competing against. So, I'm a competitive person, and it's like if you see a girl doing extra twirls, you think, okay, let me spice up what I have to do. But you don't have that to go on because you can't see anybody. So you really have to put your best foot forward and hope everybody else mess up.
Well, what did I tell you? So anyway, let me backtrack for our listeners. So I know that Mika's doing this, and you posted something that you were trepidatious, you were a little scared, and so on and so forth. And I just said to her, just look out at the audience, whoever's there, and just say, I'm doing this, and if you don't like it, fine. You know, and it's that type of attitude. I mean, I have choir members.
Oh, I took that with me every step of the way.
Yeah. I mean, so let me ask you this. When, what talent did you do? Because generally there's a talent sequence.
They didn't have a talent because it's the missus. We do fitness instead. Like, there's no swimsuit, talent. You just do fitness. And you have on, like, your fitness gear and, you know. And, you know, fitness doesn't always mean skinny because people who knows me know I'm not a little itty-bitty-titty woman. But it's more just healthy, how you carry yourself, you know, fitness.
Right, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
And what else was part of the whole
it was
pageant?
Evening gown.
And what other things did you have to do?
Evening gown and the interview and then your presentation of your platform. Like, what do you stand for?
Okay. So those were the three major components then?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Okay, so now you've done it, and you're waiting for the results. Did you have any feeling like, you know, I did well, or how did you feel at that point before they told you what happened?
After I got done completely with everything, because like I said, it was different days. We had to do stuff because it was so backwards. But when I actually got done with everything, and I felt like I had won, because usually, like, I'm a perfectionist to a T, and usually I kicked myself in the butt, like, afterwards, like, oh, I should have did this, or I should have did that. I had none of that when I got done. I felt like, okay, you did a good job. Like, I felt like I had it in the bag, and I don't want to sound like I'm boasting myself, but that's honestly how I felt when I got done. I don't know if it's because I actually finished something that I wanted to do, or just the fact that I felt like I accomplished something, but I felt like I had won before I knew, you know, the results.
Right. Well, you know, it's one of those things when you go out and you perform and you do something like this. You know, now when I play, you know, being a musician, I always hear the mistakes, always.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so I always think I can do better. Of course, that's a driving force too, that you try to do better, you practice more, you work hard. But there are times when I've had a choir where we've nailed it, okay? And I know we nailed it.
Mm-hmm.
And that is when you feel the best, because you really felt like you accomplished something and you couldn't have done better. And whether or not they like it or not, you know you did your best. And as a performer, or in anything that we do, you know, me doing the podcast here, you know, that's when you feel most satisfied. Like, you've done everything you could. You presented a good show. And it's one of the greatest feelings of all time. It really is.
Right. Yeah, it was for me, definitely, because, like, nobody personally, of course, nobody will ever personally know the hurdles that I had to jump through just to get to that point. Like, I was at my lowest low last year, and to be presenting myself, literally myself, in front of strangers and expressing emotions and how I feel about certain topics and, you know, really getting out there what I want people to hear, for me, was just a win on its own, because I knew what I went through from last year to this year.
Right. And that's the thing. When you're at the bottom or something happens emotionally, you know, you have to have the strength to pick yourself up and to move on and to find another way to express yourself and do the best you can. And believe me, I know exactly what that's like. So I'm with you.
Sometimes you gotta stand up. Yeah, sometimes you gotta stand alone, because, like, I don't wanna try to bash anybody. I don't want it to come out harsh, but, like, I really didn't get the support I thought I would get from certain people. But it didn't stop me from doing what I wanted to do. It kinda bummed me out, but it still helped me get to where I wanted to get, you know, with or without that support. So at the end of that pageant, I really felt like I was like Rocky running up those stairs, because I really felt like I got there without anybody in my ear encouraging me to do it. You know, you can do it, you can do it. Like, that voice was just my own voice in my own head telling me that. Because in reality, I didn't have that from anybody besides my husband. I can't leave him out.
Well, of course.
For the amount of people that I know, compared to the amount of support that I got, was really a wake-up call. Like, you know, you don't have to depend on anybody else's support to get anything done. And that's
right.
What I learned from that.
You know, and the thing is also, it's funny because you and I have gone through a lot, too. I mean, when I was growing up, I had some physical difficulties and was always pushed down and that sort of thing. You get up and you go right through them again. And that sort of strength is hard to come by. And the only strength, that type of strength only comes when you hit bottom and you pick yourself up and you get going again.
Right.
You know, and it's a special thing. And only, you know, if you're in that family of people that then you understand that.
Right. Like, I really felt like a phoenix that rose from the ashes. Like, I was already down from losing a parent, and then, like, that parent that I lost was one of my biggest motivations, you know? No matter what I did, that parent would always say, you can do it, you know, and I didn't have that. So to pick myself up and actually get to where I got, I just really felt like a phoenix that just rose from the ashes and was like, I can do this. I got this.
Good for you. Good for you. And I got to say something. Losing a parent, losing someone like that, I'm going to tell you something. You never lose them. They're always inside of you.
No, yeah, I have learned that. I have learned that throughout. See, I lost my father in 2018, and 2019 taught me exactly what you just said.
Yeah. Yeah. Trust me. My mom has been gone for, 30 years almost now.
Yeah, it never gets easier.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. But, you know, I still know somewhere up there in heaven, she's got her leg and she's kicking God's butt saying, you know, look after him, you jerk.
Right. Right. Yeah, that's how I feel with some things. When I get down on myself, it's just like, oh, no, like, I can't let this happen because my father would not stand by and let this happen, you know. That's one thing he put into me. You give it your all, and then if you fall short, you know, it's okay because you know you gave your all. You know, don't give 50% and then complain when you don't make it.
Right, exactly. Exactly. My father was much like that, too. You know, I mean, and sometimes I curse him for giving me such a work ethic, but thank God I have that work ethic.
Right. <You know? laughs> I feel it, too. I tell my husband, I was like, because I'm a perfectionist and I hate it, but at the same time, my mind never stops. Like, it's always, people have plan A, and I have, like, plan A, B, C, D. So if plan A don't work out, I'm already working on plan C. So that's why I tell people, if you're going to get involved with me, I tell them up front, I am a perfectionist. That may not mean nothing to you, but you're going to hate me whenever we're done doing whatever we're working on because, like, I don't let up, and it's a blessing and a curse. It is.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I can understand that. So tell me what else has been going on. I mean, okay, before we do that, I asked you how you felt right before you got the
results.
Notification and the results. So what
right.
happened when you did get the results? How did you feel?
Okay.
And then what were the results? So, yeah,
okay,
we need to ask that too.
I work part-time at an actual video store, and people find that hard to believe. Like, they still exist? Yes, they still exist, people. So I work part-time at a video store, and I was at work, and when I get off work, I had, like, 40-something notifications in my phone. I was like, oh, my God, like, I'm thinking that somebody died. Like, what's going on? And so I get a voice message. It's from the former Mrs. Tennessee. And she's calling me and congratulating me. And I was like, oh, my God, like, what happened? Like, I missed the whole thing because I was at work. I didn't know who placed what. I found out from the former Mrs. Tennessee that I got first runner-up. because I missed the whole ceremony. I was at work, and I didn't know it was going on, and she was like, congratulations, and all this stuff, and I opened my phone, then I checked my email, and, you know, they're telling me that I got first runner-up, you know, so I was excited. I'm not going to lie. I was upset.
That's what I was waiting for.
I was upset, but in a good way, because I really wanted that crown. But I figured with it being my first pageant and then the actual stuff that I mentally and physically had to go through, I was okay with first runner-up. I really was.
Oh, yeah.
And that qualified me to be entered into next year's pageant. Then I was really excited about getting first runner-up when I found out that Nationals was only 30 days away. Like, I would have had 30 days to get ready to take my butt to Virginia. And since I didn't have to deal with that stress because I didn't win, I was just so happy.
I was like, it's a good place to be.
It's like, it's a great place to be because I don't want to try to get to Virginia in 30 days. And by me being first runner-up, if the current, I believe her name is Carrie. She's from Georgetown, Tennessee. She won Mrs. Tennessee. If she backed out for any reason, it was going to be all on me. And so I actually was like, oh, my God, please let Carrie go to Nationals in 30 days because I felt like I wouldn't have been ready to do Nationals in 30 days. So they made the right choice.
Good.
I feel like they made the right choice.
Well, listen, I am so proud of you. Seriously.
Thank you.
I am very, very proud of you.
Thank you.
To do what you've done and to do something like that, God knows I could never do anything like that. Ever.
They got a Mr. Universe pageant out there somewhere.
No friggin' way, okay? Let me put it this way. There's an old saying, I've got a face that's perfect for radio.
Oh, no. It's a terrible thing to say. That's terrible. Who said that? Who made that
saying? I did.
Now,
but you know what? It's all about believing in yourself, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the thing about doing the podcast too,
right?
Because, you know, basically what happened, and I should tell you this, that my former partner and I had a major, major breakup, and I've had Deviant Legion for quite a while, so in the back burner. So now it's time to really push this to the forefront, I'll be honest with you. I told you this before.
Oh, okay.
But we're looking for good people to come on and do some shows. And I have no problem working with a perfectionist because we want to do these shows the best we can. So
right.
I want you to think about it. You don't have to say yes right now. But I'm making it official. We would love to have you on as a host. We could do one show a month or two show a month. You don't have to do anything every week. You get to do your own shows. You get to pull it all together. Of course, you got to put it through me first. I do run the place. But other than that,
are you going to be on the shows with me?
Well, I certainly can, or you can find somebody else that can co-host with you, however you want to do it.
Okay, that's something to think about. Thank you for the offer.
Say that again?
Thank you for that.
Oh,
you said my
answer? You're welcome.
I'll have your answer by midnight. I'll call your people, call my people.
Okay, fair enough. I like that. My people will call your people. We'll have lunch. Okay.
Yes, why not?
Why not? We were also talking that today was a day where you almost wanted to pull out your hair. What happened today?
Oh, my. I don't even want to rethink today. It's just been, I have a lot of projects going on, which is always good. Trust me. I'm not complaining about the projects that's going on because if I didn't have nothing to do, I'll be bored. But,
exactly.
once again, I will come back to I am a perfectionist, and it's just been some things clicking. No, there has been things that have not been clicking that should have been clicking. Mm-hmm. And when you have people who tell you, oh, you know, we're, you know, we want to, you know, help you out and, you know, be a part of this program, and then when you find out you're the one, you know, organizing everything or checking up on everything, it's like, are y'all really here to be here? You know, I want to walk with people. I don't want to drag anybody with me, you know?
Right.
So it's like, if you know, if you don't want to do it, it's okay to say no. You know, I'm not going to be mad at you. We all have our own lives. We all have our own drama. You know, I get it. You know, I have 3 kids and a husband. I have plenty of drama. But, you know, I just don't want to feel like the big bad wolf dragging people along, or they feel like they're obligated to do something. You know, I don't have, I guess, the patience. I don't have the mindset to lie. You know, I'm too lazy to lie, basically. I don't have the energy to think of a lie. So I'm kind of honest with people, and sometimes it comes off as a little B-I-T-C-H-E-S, you know. And I try to explain to people, you know, it's just when my mind gets set, I get tunnel vision. So when my mind gets set on an idea, it has to be executed like it was planned to be executed, or I feel like everything's falling apart. And that's kind of the drama I was dealing with today, because I have a Love Train project, which started completely accidentally. I went out a month ago to protest in my little bitty town here in Tennessee. And I stood on the corner with my husband with 3 poster boards, and it turned into a glob of people, which I love. I love everybody who comes out there. You know, they don't have to be out there, but they come out there. They choose to follow me, and trust me, I appreciate that more than I can say, because I never asked to be a leader, but I will take the role if that's what I have to do. And this Love Train project has led to protests, to actually doing stuff for the community, and I just feel like I think I need more chiefs to step up than, you know, you see you have more chiefs than Indians. Well, I need more chiefs. I need more people to step up and, like, get done what needs to get done instead of waiting on me to ask them, is it done?
Right.
You know, basically, that's just what I've been dealing with. I mean, I love everybody. I have no personal issue with anybody. It's just, if you're going to do something, do it. You know, I shouldn't have to call you 2 days later and be like, is it done? When you going to get it done? You know, that's your job. That was your responsibility. That's all. That's
right.
All I've been doing.
And
it's
that's,
just been
that's
a very
part of, you know, that's part of dealing with any group of people. That
right.
You're doing stuff. And certainly here at DLN, we've got people that have really stepped up, and I'm very, very, very lucky to have them.
Right.
And anytime you do a group project, you know, it's just like I have a choir. I want them to learn their lines. I want them to be able to respond to what I'm telling them and work on.
Right. Well, you're, yeah. Trust me, I get it. I used to direct plays. Oh, I get it. I get it. And so that's why I try to tell people, you know, like I said, I already have, when we think of an idea, within that idea, I already have plan B, C, and D lined up. So, like, you have a lot of people who say they want to get here, they want to do this, they want to be involved with that. But, you know, you're really not going to get there if you don't put the effort in. Nobody's not going to carry you there. Nobody's not going to drag you there. You have to get there on your own. So, when, like I said, when plan A falls apart, oh, I tell everybody, oh, honey, I play chess. I don't play checkers. So, like, if something falls apart, it's cool to freak out for a minute, but trust me, I got you. We're going to already be working on plan B by the time plan A completely crumbles. I already done moved on to plan B and C. But
yeah, you,
like
and,
I said,
you and I are very, very much alike on that.
It's a blessing
very
and a curse.
Alike.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
I got that workaholic syndrome.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So I'm going to change subjects here, because this interested me, and you just mentioned this. You work at a video store. Tell us about that. That is so cool.
That's, like, one of the best jobs I ever had. Like, just because the people that come in, like, some people come there for their first time. They're like, I haven't seen a video store in 20 years.
Now,
so
are these all
really
VHS or DVDs or combination? Or?
Oh, no, we have no VHS. It's all DVDs. Okay. We have some video games.
Okay.
You know, new releases, stuff that just came out, old movies, like old Westerns, like all kinds of stuff. It's an actual video store, like a Blockbuster would have been. It's not Blockbuster. For those out there wondering, you might have one. It's called a Family Video. They also own Marco's Pizza.
I've heard of Family Video. Yes, I have.
They're one of the few
chains that are still around. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
and they're particularly Southern, too.
Yeah. But I love it there. Like, you know, I get to meet people. I meet some kids. Well, I call them kids because they're younger than me, but they're legal. But I meet people who's, like, into film and photography. Like, it's a good networking spot. It really is.
Mm-hmm. So what have you... what have you rented or taken home, or what type of films in that do you like?
Let's see. I bring stuff home mostly for the kids. We watched the Dora movie. We watched what is it called? The Greatest Showman.
Oh yeah, that's the one. What's his name? Wolverine. Yeah.
Yeah, Hugh Jackman.
Thank you.
Yeah, I have a movie projector in my. I have a 12-foot movie screen in my backyard, so we try to watch stuff out there. We watched Fantasy Island, which is actually kind of creepy. It's nothing like the TV show at all.
No. I heard that was actually a horror movie.
Yeah, it's more like horror for your mind. Like it's real twisted. But the movie came out pretty good. I'll give it 2 thumbs up. But that's pretty much what I have rented from the store, because with my life right now, I'll be so busy, I don't have time to sit down and watch nothing if I wanted to, unless it's like 1 o'clock in the morning.
And you can't get to sleep. Yeah, understood. Understood.
Like I told my husband, I don't sleep. I take naps. I have so much going on. I don't even sleep. I take naps. I really do. Like, I will go to bed at 2 o'clock and wake up, like, at 5 and get back to work because, like, I'm in the middle of the country. So if I have to deal with anybody on the East Coast, you know, my 5 o'clock is their 6 o'clock, so I have to be up. And then if I deal with somebody on the West Coast, you know, I have to be up to, like, 1 o'clock because it's just, like, 10 o'clock to them.
Right.
So I'm stuck in the middle. But it doesn't bother me because, like I said, my mind's always going anyway. So besides working at the video store and doing my Love Train project and the pageant I finally got out of my way, I have a skincare line that I finally got launched in January. It's called Enchanted. You can find out on Facebook. It's called The Enchanted Apothecary. And I just got that going, and, you know, it's really starting to get, you know, like into the system, you know. It's really hard trying to get something off the ground when you really are nobody. So, like, I don't have any celebrity friends to, you know, speak on it.
mm-hmm.
So it's really just getting it out there and being presentable and word of mouth and, you know, all that good stuff. You know, actually getting out there and putting the work in. Like, if it wasn't for COVID, I'd probably be going door to door trying to sell people skincare.
Somehow that doesn't surprise me about you. You don't stop.
I don't stop. If I stop, I'm dead. That's what I tell myself.
So I have to tell this story. So back in the fall, we mm-hmm. were looking for people, and I put an ad out at a number of places on Facebook, and you were doing a small podcast through Anchor at that point. And you and I, you know, you contacted me and we hit it off right away. And so, you know, the funny thing is how these things grow and just these chance, you know, things. So everything that you do, everything you try, you know, it's a matter of effort, but there's always that element of chance too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the thing about it is you never know what's going to happen or where things are going to go. So, you know, I just found it really interesting that that's how we connected. And here it is now 9 months later, and things have changed for me considerably. And you know, things are working out for you, and you're working hard. And so that was the main reason, you know, to get you on and just basically,
right.
you know, reconnect. And hopefully we can do more, you know. And, of course, we'll talk about that later and make an announcement later if you want to come in on DLN. But I have to say that it's a real pleasure to have met you and consider you a friend and a definite connection. So I just wanted to make sure you knew that.
Well, thank you. It's just, no, vice versa. I'm happy I met someone who is just as passionate about, you know, life as I am. And, you know, even though we have life and drama and dips and falls, you know, we get up and brush ourselves off and keep going. And, you
Absolutely.
Know, I feel like I'm very grateful to have met you because, like, honestly, when I met you, I really didn't know nothing about podcasting besides, like you said, me doing my own little podcast. And I asked you to listen to it to make sure. You're like, oh, you're speaking to the ether. And my mom was like, what? And you're like, well, you doing good. And so actually when you listened to my podcast and told me that it had potential, that actually motivated me to keep going. So, and I want to thank you
good.
For that because it's like a dog-eat-dog world out there. Like you said, it's chance, and, you know, you have to have the fight in you to keep going. You know, you have to be sometimes at the right place at the right time. Sometimes it's who you know. And so meeting a fellow person who also did podcasts and was not only just did podcasts but was just so friendly and informational, you know, I really appreciate that because some people just don't even want to help you because they look at you as competition.
This isn't about competition. This is about you know, to me, it's we're all in this together. If you think we're going to make money at this, you're crazy. We do this because we love to do it, and we should give people chances to find out if they can do it too.
Right.
And that's the
right.
way that I look at it anyway.
Oh, yes. But right. before I met you, it was so many people who I just reached out to in inbox, and I never got nothing back or – you know, they'll just tell me, oh, research. And it's like, okay, you know, like, you think my show is going to get popular and shut yours down? Like, you know, you really don't want to help me. And then when I met you and you was just like, oh, come do a show with me. And I was just like, oh, this guy is great.
Well, like, either that or pretty crazy or both. One
of the two. I was just happy you know, like, you was actually worth meeting. Like, truthfully, I mean that with all my heart. You was worth meeting. So, and I really was trying to get to New York. You told me you were moving there, and I was like, oh, I'm going to go to New York, and, you know, maybe we could get into some nonsense together, you know. And then I went to Mexico and came back, and then the world was like, ah, you know, we're shutting down.
So, yeah, but
like,
you know, you get up here, it's no problem. We'll certainly hook up. The thing is, it's always about keep trying. Don't let anyone stop you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, don't
yeah.
let that happen. And trust me, there are lots of people that want to. But you just
yeah, and
you
I don't
just
get it.
Up
like,
and
why?
Keep going.
Like
it's
I don't
the way
get
it is.
How. Yeah, you're right. It is just the way it is. But at the same time, I don't get how being hateful works. Like I root for anybody. You know, if y'all see somebody going for their dreams or going for something that they always wanted or even going for something for somebody else, you know, I hope that you get what you're going for and more. Always. Mm-hmm. I've never looked at somebody and turned my nose up to them. You know, it just never sat right with me. And but you're right. There are people out there who just, it's like their life purpose is to just bring everybody else down. And that brings me to my motto. I always tell people, you know, being evil gives you wrinkles. No, think about that.
I like that.
It takes a lot of energy to frown your face up than it does to smile.
Well, let me put it this way. I'm sort of in between that and this. I always said, you know, an optimist always looks for the good things and always. But if something bad happens, they can't handle it. A pessimist always looks at the bad things, but if something happens, you know, that's good, they can't accept it. I'm a cynic. I know bad things are happening, and I don't give a shit. You just keep moving on.
Right, keep
and you
on
keep
moving.
Doing the best you can.
I tell my daughter, be optimistic. Don't you be grumpy. When the world gets bumpy, smile, and be happy.
Aw, that's cute. God, I'm going to have a sugar rush here.
It helps because, you know, kids get down easy. You have to, especially the little ones, you have to keep them going. You know, I want my kids to be
absolutely.
Now your kids.
How old are your kids, Mika?
My oldest is 8. She'll be 9 in 2 weeks. My son is 7. He'll be 8 in August. And my baby just turned 5 in April.
Oh.
Yeah,
let me tell you something. You got a handful, my dear.
Don't I know it? Because my 5-year-old, she's 5 going on 20, let me tell you. You can have a whole conversation.
I can believe it.
But yeah, but I love them to pieces. Those are my peanuts.
Yeah.
And so, yeah. But my saying got started when I was protesting. I don't know if you want to talk about protesting on here, but yes, I protest because I'm tired of all the bullcrap in the world. I don't care if you're white, black, purple, orange. White, right is right and wrong is wrong. And I got an article in the newspaper. You know, they came out, you know, was wondering why I was protesting. And my little saying got started because it was a guy at a red light, and we were chanting love one another. Because my first sign ever said, let's start a love train. And he was just sitting there frowning, yelling, he's a Trump supporter. I'm not trying to bring Trump into this, but that's what he was yelling. And I was like, well, I'm not protesting president, sir. You know, you could be a Trump supporter, that's fine, you know. And then he had something else to say, and I was like, what is the slogan for Trump? You know, make America great again, which is fine. But if you support him, how are you going to make America great again when you have all that hate in your heart? You know, great and hate don't even go in the same sentence. And he looked at me, about gave me the finger, and drove off. And I was like, well, you know, sir, don't be evil. It gives you wrinkles. And everybody on the corner started laughing. And then Miss Sue, who's a lovely woman, I have to say that she's white. Usually I wouldn't care what her color was, but she's a white woman. And she looks at me and she says, is that why black don't crack? And, like, the whole corner just fell out laughing because, like, she took my joke and, like, took it to a whole nother level. And that guy at the red light just couldn't take it no more. Like, he could not wait for that light to turn green so he could just, like, hit his gas and take off. But, yes, that's how my little saying got started. Trying to correct the old grumpy grandpa about his way of life.
Well,
so that's it.
You know, I mean, with all everything's going on, and certainly, you know, BLM and that, there's a lot of difficulty in trying to get the message out, because what happens is that in this culture right now, it's all name calling. It's all, you know, that what you're trying to do is something different. Okay. Now I'm a Christian and I'm Episcopalian, and the way we always look at it, in my church is that we try to live a Christ-like life. We don't really call ourselves Christians in those terms. But we try to live by the golden rule, do unto others as you would have them do unto you, but also by showing kindness. Kindness always trumps hate. And maybe I shouldn't say Trump because they'll consider it political, but that's not the context there. But it always overpowers hate. You know, this is the whole thing with Gandhi and doing the peaceful protest and things like that. I decry any type of hatred on either side. I decry any type of violence on either side. What we need to do is to treat each other as human beings, because we all have the same blood, we all bleed the same way, and we shouldn't use these differences to compartmentalize people
exactly.
into different areas. We need to come together as a race. The human
exactly.
race.
Well said. Yeah, that's why I started the love trade, and I was like, you know, because I'm with you on that one. Love always wins. Like, if you love me and I love you, and then here comes somebody who's whether they're black or white, and they're, you know, because you have to, just like you have the KKK, you have to, I don't even know what to call them, but you have the people on the other side who is just as bad as the KKK, but they're black. I don't know what they call themselves, but it's me and you and whoever else love each other. And then here comes one person with all their hate. Well, we already got two against one.
Right.
So that's how I figure. Like, you know, love always wins. And, you know, you can be hateful over there by yourself because we love each other. So we want to come out and enjoy this world. You know, so if you want to be hateful, then you sit yourself in your house until the Lord calls you home. And then you can talk to your maker about why you're so hateful. It's not fair that some people are scared to go places just because the color of their skin, white or black, you know?
Yeah.
You know, we should all be free to enjoy this planet. And if you're that hateful, then you just sit home and live your little bubble, you know, stay in your little bubble, live in your little box, and keep it at that. You know, don't go somewhere and then complain because there's a lot of black people, or don't go somewhere and complain because there's a lot of white people. You know, if you feel that way, then stay home.
Or gay people, or, you know,
right.
Muslim,
you know, if
or
you
whatever.
Feel that way, then stay home.
Right.
That's basically how I feel about it. Just stay home. Stay home. Stay in your little bubble, you know, because your world is only going to get smaller, and ours is going to get bigger. And
yep.
that's just all I have to say about that. I mean, I had police officers. I got pictures with cops. I got the police officers here was bringing us water, and, you know, there was never nothing bad happening. I mean, we get a couple of dummies that drive past and want to stick up their middle fingers and yell out silly things. And it's like, no matter what you yell out or what you stick up, I still got your attention. So, you know,
yeah.
the reason
That's
I'm out here
sure.
was, right, I, you know, you just gave me the good reason just to be out here. No matter if you give me negative energy, you know, I still got your attention because you could have just drove down the street and act like you didn't see me.
Right.
I've been called the N-word standing on that corner. I've been told to go back home. I've been told to go back to Africa. I heard it all, but, like, when you're personally trying to be evil, it doesn't affect me at all. It rolls off my back because it's like, okay, yeah, you want to call me the N-word. You know, my ancestors been called that for years, at 400 years, as a matter of fact. That's the best you can come up with? Like, that's all you got?
Mm-hmm.
Really? Like, mm-hmm. I've been called worse by better people. So just keep trucking down the street in your big truck with your rebel flag on it and have a good day. So
mm-hmm.
they hate it.
By the way, what you
just
said, right, reminded me of something. So the next time you go to the video store and you try to find something for the kids, find a movie called Roxanne.
Roxanne.
Okay, Roxanne. And it's with Steve Martin. And it's a takeoff on Cyrano de Bergerac. There is a scene in there which you need to see. Which is, Cyrano de Bergerac has the big nose. Okay, right?
Right.
And so
yeah.
Steve Martin is in this bar, and one of the drunk patrons says something about his nose. And you said something to me that made me so next time you think about it, you're in the store, look for Roxanne. And bring it home to the kids. It's rated PG. It's perfect for them.
Okay.
And then once you see that scene, you need to get back there and tell me what's the
mm-hmm.
Because in many ways, I've had the same thing happen to me because I had difficulties with my legs and that when I was young. So, you know, I was called cripple and I was called a lot worse than that. You know, so yeah,
right.
I mean, you know, so anyway, that just reminded me. Now, one other thing before we go off here, is you have a couple other things that you do, and one of them is your Facebook page, which is Mika's World.
Yes.
So let's talk about that.
Yes. Mika's World is just a glimpse that, because I said before, my mind's always ticking. And Mika's World is just a glimpse of my mind, the best way I can execute it for people to understand. So, like, I tell people, you don't want to get trapped in my mind. It's crazy in there. So,
I find it extremely entertaining. So, I'm telling you, get trapped in your mind, okay? Go check it out. Talk about one that absolutely floored me. But we'll get there for the moment.
The last thing I posted, the Fuck 'em All.
I saw that, and I absolutely just hit the floor cracking up. I thought that was so funny.
Yeah, check it out. It's Mika's World. It's a public group on Facebook. So, you know, just go there and add yourself in. I try to do TikToks regularly. Like I said, it's just little clippets that flies through my brain real quick. And the only way for me to get it out of my head is to, you know, videotape it. You know, I used to write stuff down, but it just wasn't satisfying. So I just, you know, recorded and put it on TikTok, and that way my mind can actually focus on something else. So it's actually more therapeutic. And I don't try to make people laugh. They just come out funny. They do. They just come out funny. And then everybody's like, oh, my God, you really make me laugh. And it's like, you know, I appreciate it. I'm happy that I make you laugh. But it's like at the same time thinking, like, I'm being serious. So...
But the way that I find things on there, you know, I mean, let's face it, Fuck 'em All was you told me that wasn't exactly your thing that you put it on for a friend of yours, but that's hysterical. But there, you know, it's a nice thing to have something like that, and just to invite people in and so they get an idea of who you are and that sort of thing. With me and all the posting that I do, there are two things that people know about me, without a doubt. One is I love the puns.
Mm-hmm.
I do. I'm a punster and always will be. And the other thing is I'm addicted to cheese. Those are the two things that that are very, very apparent. And and cats, too. I love cats. But there you go. But, you know, I mean, that's one of the things with Facebook or any of these platforms, and I just basically do Facebook. I'm always,
mm-hmm.
But any of them give you an opportunity to invent yourself, or reinvent yourself, or to at least, you know, show your creative side. And you know, they're just like anything else. There's
as a former theater
channels
geek.
On. Go ahead.
Now, I was going to say, as a former theater geek, TikTok was like my sanctuary, you know? It's like, oh, I love this. You know, my TikTok is DJ Pepper D. I named it after my kids. So if you don't have Facebook, you can find all my TikToks on TikTok under DJ Pepper D. I also post them to Instagram as well. So if you don't have Facebook, you have other places to watch it, which is TikTok and Instagram.
Mm-hmm. But the one thing that I do find is that, you know, all these different things that we do and that, you know, you be honest about yourself and you can usually tell. But the thing is that it gives you a good insight into people. And certainly that's true of Mika's World and hopefully like my Swing Central and things like that. And, you know, we certainly
try. The laughter
is
the key to happiness, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I have a humor site that I am an admin on since we're doing plugs here. called the Sanatorium. Thank you. It's called Sinuses. It's a lovely thing. But the Sanatorium, and that is a wonderful site, which is a little more adult in nature, but we have many, many crazy people there, and I mean that with love. And Ellen Davis, who is the my other admin there, she's just adorable. And many, many friends from there. And so that's what happens. You connect with people. And that's what we try to do here by the podcast. You know,
right.
Here at Deviant Legion, we do a lot of, we have a gentleman by the name of Adam Ferrance, and he has a regular show on Friday called Cathode Ray Emission, which is basically about TV. Doc, who's our producer, has a show on Sunday. I have The Cavern. And the Cavern is...
I haven't talked to Doc in forever.
We do a lot of film, but I've also done different shows on LGBTQ, and I've got one coming up, a number of different things planned. Hopefully they'll all come through. But we do a lot with film and things like that, too. So, you know, hopefully... You know, we can find other people and bring more different ideas and different voices. And I'll tell you what, Mika, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart, you got a voice. And I'm not just talking about your vocal cords. You got a voice.
Thank you.
So whether or not you come here or whatever you do, keep yelling because people will listen. I'm just saying.
Tell everybody I got a big mouth.
So do I.
I got a big mouth. Like, you're going to hear it whether you like it or not. But yeah, I mean, I just try to tell people to, you know, keep going. I really just want to get out there and inspire people to do what they want to do and not get caught in this system that's been built around us. Like, for eons, humans in general have been thriving. Before there was a government system, or, you know, if you actually just get out there and read and research, and, you know, and I try, like, my, if you go on my Facebook page, which is Mika S. Davis, you will see I don't post nothing but information. You have to actually get into Mika's world to see the lighter side of the situation. If you're on my main post, it's going to seem like, oh, she don't post anything interesting. But it's just because I know my Facebook page is so public, I figured I would just post the information there, and then I would post the funny stuff in my group because it's more personal.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I'm happy you said that, because sometimes I really do doubt myself, and the fact that you say I have a voice and other people have said I had a voice, and then the fact that I actually have people in my town that's willing to follow me, follow my lead, like, I've said it once. I appreciate it more than I can say. I don't know if anybody is listening. If you are, I love you to pieces, 1,000 pieces. Even with the awkwardness that was going on today, I love you. you know, I love it. I can never take it back, because, you know, I am one person, and I can't do everything that's in my brain alone. You know, you have to have a team to do it. So even if the team's not stepping up to where I feel they should be, I do appreciate the fact that they're there.
Absolutely.
It's a learning process.
Absolutely.
For all of us. Yes, you know, and I don't want anybody to think that I'm just dogging them, because, I, you know, like I said, it's a learning process. Some people who join my team, or I call it joining the conductors for the love train, you know, this is their first time ever doing something like this, so... thank you 1,000 times over. You know, we just all have off days and stuff. I found out a cousin of mine passed away today, and the whole day's just been off for me. So I just didn't want anybody to think I had any heart feelings. Oh, yeah, thank you.
My condolences, Mika.
Thank you. I won't be able to attend the funeral because of the state of the country that's in right now, because it's actually out of state, the person who passed away. So I just want to get the air clear. I don't have any personal bad feelings towards anybody who I've been working with.
Okay.
It's just one of those days.
Okay, so talking about working with people, Doc, are you in now?
10 for a good buddy. I'm here.
Doc!
All right. So Doc, what's coming up this weekend?
Well, this if I'm still breathing by this weekend, which I hopefully should be, we are going to have a show on the Sludge Pit on Sunday at 8 p.m. about movies that have been banned. We are currently doing our research, and we should have the link up tomorrow morning, tomorrow midday. Things in my life have been pretty crazy with work and everything. I have a total of, grand total of 6 monitors up right now, watching everything that I have to deal with, and everything's going good, just a little crazy. So, yeah, we'll definitely be look, 4 police cars, great. I love my block. Anyway, so yeah, we're good. Yeah, so the show on banned film, and that will be happening Sunday at 8 p.m.
Okay, and then, of course, on Friday, Adam, I can't remember what his topic is, but Adam will have a show on cathode ray emission at 8. And I would like to announce also that a week from tomorrow, on Thursday, we're going to have another friend of the podcast who's been with us before, and that would be Rachel Lane, and she'll be joining us on Thursday. And we're going to do a show on Carl's Cavern. She's going to be my co-host. We're going to do a show on recipes from movies. So if you go see a film like Big Night and you see that wonderful, wonderful Italian food, well, how do you make it? Or you see Tampopo and you want to do some noodles, well, how do you make it? So we're going to have actual recipes and talk about film and certain types of food that we love, and of course talk about different films and things like that have food scenes in them, and hopefully that will be entertaining and also make you want to eat like crazy.
You ever seen Soul Food, the movie Soul Food?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Like, about food in that movie.
Well, you know, Mika, when I was very, very young, I was about 7 or 8 years old. My father worked in the metals business, and he built a factory in Edmonds, Kentucky. This was during the summer, so we all went down, and I was still in braces at that point, so I couldn't go to the plant. Okay, because it was being built and that sort of thing. So basically, I was adopted that summer by the black cook, whose name was Rudell. And man, let me tell you something. I learned very quickly to wait until she cooked for the crew. And that's where I got my love of Southern cooking, because I love Southern cooking. I do.
Gonna come to my house for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, po' boys and hush puppies and chitlins.
So good. So good.
Yummy, yummy, yummy.
I didn't name my kid Sage and Pepper for nothing.
All right. So Mika, you'll be in contact with me, but hopefully we can sort of nudge you into coming and doing the show or two every so often.
Yeah. I'm really going to think about that, because, like I said, I want to so bad, but I don't want to say yes and then give you, like, 50%, because that won't be fair to you or anybody else, you know.
Well,
so
think
I'm
about
gonna,
it, because
I'm
you're
gonna,
certain.
Yeah.
And even if it's one every couple months, I mean, you come up with something you want to do, just give me a call.
Yeah,
okay.
We're always talking about it.
Well, I'm leaning towards yes.
You convinced
me.
Well, you know what? My folks, my mother particularly, was Pennsylvania Dutch, and she had a saying. And anything that was like leaning ready to fall over, she would say it's leaning towards Shabodney's barn. So let me put it this way. You're not leaning towards Shabodney's barn. I'm hoping you're leaning toward Deviant Legion Network, okay? Let's put it that way.
Oh, you're such a motivational speechster. I'm saying, like, you're convincing me more and more.
Yeah, I'm really bad at that, aren't I? Okay, enough, Carl. Be quiet now. Mika, it's always a pleasure. You're always welcome to come and visit us any time, my dear.
Oh, He's wooing me in the right direction, folks.
No, I do. There's something I do want to add. Just it's for our community, for a positive thing for the community, especially locally here in my city. Please, everybody, stop with the fireworks and explosives. I had a rocket just go past my house, and I appreciate if everybody would just cool it in a little bit, because we just need to have some peace and quiet, and some, like, a barbecue would be perfect for everybody on this road. Seriously.
The 4th of July is over, people.
And Doc's up in Utica, New York, so yeah. Utica people, just take it easy up there, okay?
You know, put the fireworks away, and we'll make you some of my mom's pulled pork or whatever you want. We'll have a big cookout. We'll have a blast. It's all good.
So what's
all
the
right.
looking like for you guys? Like, is it crazy? I know you're in a bigger city than I am. So is it, like, hectic? Is it normal? Does it feel normal?
It goes in waves, honestly. Like, today it was absolutely crazy. There were cars everywhere. I had to go over. I usually go to the dollar store to get my groceries because it's close by, but it was packed solid, so I ended up going to Hannaford's about 7 minutes down the road, and it took me 35 minutes to get through there. And I was just going for a 2-liter of Pepsi and like munchies, and that was it. So in other days, I can literally go to the main road down here and not see anybody for 2 miles.
Mm.
Right. It's really strange, yeah. But the breweries, so all the brewery is always going.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
no, I just moved. I just moved here a week and a half ago. Okay, so I'm still getting used to Elmont. But where I was previously for a year, I was in Queens in East Elmhurst, Jackson Heights, and living with a friend of mine. And we got hooked up with the city, and they would bring us food. And so the food monster would come twice a week. It was like, good Lord, we didn't have to go to the grocery store or anything. Seriously.
Oh, that's a lie.
You know, so that was
nice.
That
we didn't
was
get anything good. Like that here.
Yeah. Well, these were all prepackaged meals. You know, you get some fruit, you get some munchies. You know, I mean, it's not like we didn't have to go to the store. We did. No, I mean, I'd have to get my coffee and things like that. But really, it was really something. Now here, I'm with some floor mates, and you know, talking about food, one of my floor mates made Haitian eggs. Oh my God, were they good! Holy
you
mackerel.
You said Haitian eggs?
Yeah. So what it is, it's a type of scrambled eggs, but it's with Caribbean seasoning, certain type of sausage, and chilies and peppers and onion, and nice and spicy, but it certainly wasn't like huevos rancheros or something like that. It was a much different spice on it. And it was really good.
Okay, that
really.
Sounds good.
Yeah. Well, yeah,
good.
I love my food. I'll tell you that. So anyway, I want to thank
Mexico.
Oh, yeah, you went to Mexico, so yeah.
Yeah. I was in Mexico.
Good
I didn't
stuff
want to
down there. Definitely.
Yeah,
so anyway, before we go, I just wanted to say thank you for all the listeners for joining us today. I want to definitely thank Doc for all that he does.
You're welcome.
And Mika, just before we go, why don't you give us one more push on what everything you're doing and so on and so forth and just let people know what you're doing.
Oh, okay. Let's see. This may take a while. No. Okay. Well, I have Mika's World up and running. If you want to have a bad day or want to laugh or laugh at me or whatever, you know, go check it out. You can also find it on TikTok under DJ Pepper D. You can also find it on my Instagram, also under DJ Pepper D. I have my Love Train project going, which is more local, but if any locals are listening, we're here. We're trying to, you know, we're trying to get a community garden going. We do movies every twice a month in the park, educational movies. I have my skincare line, all natural, cruelty-free, vegan, plant-based skincare. It's called Enchanted. You can find out more information about that on the Enchanted Apothecary. It's a Facebook page, and it's also a Facebook group. So if you have want to know about your skin, proper skincare, how to reduce the signs of aging, I am the person to probably contact about that. Seriously, people think I'm in my 20s. So I'll take it. So and see, I think that's about all I have going on. My own podcast.
That's more than enough, actually. Good God, how do you do it?
It'll take a while. I have a whole list.
And as we said, we've got shows coming up on Friday, on Sunday, and on Thursday. So come join us here at Deviant Legion. And again, thank you, Doc. Thank you, Mika, for joining us. It was a real pleasure to reconnect. And so mm-hmm. I just want everyone to say good night, everyone. And thank you for joining us tonight. Good night.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks, Mika.
No problem.